On the show today, we have Cornerstone Community Federal Credit Union's very own Eric Hepkins back on the show, talking about this performance fantasy league that he has implemented at his credit union that has deepened member relationships, created this really cool internal culture. Just really, really fun story here that I think this could go nationwide, to credit unions nationwide as well. And that's kind of Eric's thoughts as well. So really fun conversation here with Eric. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Eric Hepkins from Cornerstone Community Federal Credit Union on the other side of the country. How are things in your neck of the woods, Eric? How are things going?
They're great. Thanks, Mike. We're going through a heat wave here, so it's, 95 degrees outside, I think.
Oh, yay. Fun. Yeah. Would you rather have the snow or the heat was the ultimate would you rather question?
No. I would rather have the heat. If you ask my wife, she'd rather have the snow.
So, well, it all balances out, it sounds like. Yeah. So good stuff. All right, Eric. Well, let's leave that stuff to the Weather Channel and talk about things that are going on at your credit union. And you kind of turned me on to an idea a few weeks ago about what's going on at your credit union. You're kind of deepening member relationships as well as your internal culture through this kind of this performance fantasy league for near-term rewards. So can you tell us about this tool or what this fantasy league is, just to kind of give folks a kind of a solid foundation on from where to start?
Yeah, absolutely. Think about, a lot of people play fantasy football, right? So it's kind of the same concept, okay, except you get to use your staff as the players.
Okay, cool.
So you literally can play fantasy football, in your office, with your office, as your office teammates, being the players.
Okay.
It's a really cool concept.
Yeah. How does it work? Let's start with that. So how does it work? And then we can kind of go into why you're using it.
Sure, yeah. So basically what you can do is the system gives you the flexibility. You can set up any number of teams you want, put anybody on the teams. We did a fantasy league not too long ago that I actually played in myself. So I was actually on a team and, responsible to, get points. And you can set it up in a way that you can mix your points up with things that you're doing behaviorally or culturally, mm-hmm, and products and services and business type things as well, which is what I love the flexibility for. So you said in there, we set up, for example, a fantasy league themed around the Olympics. And some of the ways you earn points were going out and volunteering in the community, sending a recognition note to a peer or a colleague. And then we actually had a couple of people that were administering the Olympics, and they'd come around and do little Olympic events with people. So like there was one where you had M&Ms and you had to get, M&Ms over a little paper wall, and they call that the pole vault, you got some points for that. And then of course there's a referral component to the system as well, where actually you have all your products and services loaded into the system.
Right.
And so if someone refers a home equity, or if they refer, something like that, that earns them points as well. But the flexibility to add all these other things to it is what I think actually makes this sort of a magical system, because I can sort of build out behaviors and activities that go beyond just, selling a product and service. It actually brings people together and helps team camaraderie and culture.
So it's kind of like, it's kind of like rewarding these acts of kindness, I guess, would be kind of from an outside person's perspective looking in. Is that kind of a fair assessment of it?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like whatever you want to do. Right now, as we speak, I'm doing a, and you can do everyone in your organization, you can do just a team. We've had our collections team run a mini fantasy league just with them.
Okay.
Right now, I'm running a leadership fantasy league with just my management team. And I'm incentivizing them on things like visiting branches, working out of a branch for a day, visiting team huddles, sending handwritten thank you cards, and we're competing for a couple of Yeti coolers.
Yeah.
So really what you're doing is you're trying to figure out what is it that I want to focus on now, mm-hmm, and you can build a fantasy league around that and sort of really enhance, you create habits. You run a month-long fantasy league, and it tends to create that habit. And then you kind of move on and do another fantasy league, or do it with a different group in your organization, or do it organizationally wide.
Are there trades going on? Are there, because I mean, like in the, because you likened it to the fantasy league or whatever, the football league, but are there trades? Can people go, hey, I want Bob in accounting, or I want Susie in lending, or something like that, you know? Or how does that, I mean, how does that work?
Yeah. We haven't done that yet. You know, we've done,
throwing that out there.
I like that. We've done like sort of randomized selections. And I think there had been some jockeying by team leaders at a point, but no trades. Trades would be, you could do that, actually.
It adds another element to it for sure. So yeah. What got you started on this? Obviously, everyone wants to have a really cool internal culture going and, you know, have it, you know, and reward these acts of positive and all the positive acts and stuff. But what kind of sparked your interest in this?
Well, you know, so a couple things. One, you know, I place culture as the number one priority here. I think everything flows from that.
Right.
And if we have a strong culture of people feel engaged and they want and they feel empowered to help the member, then things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that was happening here was there's a lot of silos. You know, we had some things set up where, you know, you go to one person to get the account open, you get another person to give you your card, another person to give you your checking book. And, you know, and even if you take it and collapse some of that stuff, you still have, you know, loan officers tend to be a little bit separated from member service officers and things like that. So my original intent was to start breaking down some of those silos, make it real easy for someone to say, hey, do you want someone to call you about, you know, a loan or about a home equity, or is there something else we can talk to you about? We do investment services as well, retirement planning. You know, it's a lot easier when you have something there to just say, all right, I'll put your name in and someone will give you a call the next day or so. So it was kind of breaking down some of those barriers that originally got me into it.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the power behind these fantasy leagues, I thought, you know, this goes, I mean, and we did have tremendous results. So I can tell you, like, we used to track referrals prior to bringing the system in. And we did one 8-week long summer sizzler, we called it. We raffled off some grills, blah, blah, blah. But we've got about, I think we tracked about 94 referrals across 120 employees.
Wow.
Right. Well, then we brought the system in, and in the first 2 months of using the system, we had 1,600 referrals across that same 120 person, you know, complement. So it brought in immediate impact of people just breaking down those silos and actually putting, you know, putting referrals through. So that had the immediate impact, but we've had good results in terms of, you know, some of our fee income, our credit products, like, you know, whether it's credit gap insurances and things like that, non-interest income, and help build some of that. But it really, to me, I was like, this, forget the business results. This is about driving culture in the way that you want to drive it. And that's the part that I really am trying to share with people, is that this is a tool that, you know, you're coming out of this, you know, this crisis for the last couple of years or year and a half, and, you know, I think people feel a little worn down, and this is a real way to, you know, supplement what's happening from the business perspective with, you know, really a lift up in the culture as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with having a little fun in the workplace. And it sounds like this kind of promotes that as well, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, cause there's a lead, you know, it has like same sort of tools as you would have at any fantasy football league is,
right.
You know, there's like a leaderboard, you can chat and banter. You know, you sort of name your teams. So you kind of like have these internally, you know, named teams that people are, you know, think are kind of funny as well. So yeah, it brings a big element of fun to the office as well.
No doubt. I mean, you're spending most of your day doing your job, so you might as well have a little bit of fun as well. And this certainly adds to it. So I want to step back though, but how did you find out about this? I mean, this is a fabulous idea.
Yeah, well, you know, so I spent a big part of my career in banking, actually, and I was working at a community bank here in my area, and they were using the system.
Oh, okay.
And so I knew about it, but the fantasy leagues didn't exist back then. So when I gave them a call and I said, hey, you know, I think this would work really well in a credit union environment. And to be honest with you, the way that this system works, it allows anyone in the organization to refer to anyone, which I thought was actually much better suited to the credit union environment because we're more collaborative and we're more, you know, we want more of our people to be touching our members. Whereas, you know, in a bank, there's a lot of controls around that. They want certain people to be interfacing with their customers and they want certain people not to be. So I thought this tool is actually much better suited to the credit union environment. Why don't we take it and give it a try? And then I kind of found out about the fantasy leagues that were something that they sort of added on since I had been using it in the community setting. And, you know, it just kind of went from there. And the one thing is too, you know, I spent a lot of my career in banking, but I'm a recovered banker all day long. I'll never go back. I have a lot of dear friends, but this world is just so much better.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I wanted to do when bringing this into the organization was make sure that people didn't feel like there was any sense of that happening here. And I went on record, and I have a published document, and I keep it handy if people want me to remind them that I will never give anyone referral goals, because I don't believe referral goals are necessary if you create the right type of environment. You know, it's about creating an environment where people want to succeed, not creating it, you know, not trying to force them to be successful. Mm-hmm. So, and this system has done that for sure.
I love it. Love it. And that kind of leads me to my next question is like benefits to the credit. And you already alluded to a few. I mean, the what was the referrals from 94 to 1600 or something like that? That is astounding. So what other benefits have you guys seen since you started using this?
Well, you know, we've seen upticks in our, as I said, our non-interest income lines, our credit products, credit cards, insurances, our investment services. So we've seen a lot more business sort of go back and forth, a lot more people talking like that. And then, as I said, I think culturally, you know, it's really, you know, things are working well when a team like our collections team comes to us and says, hey, can we run our own fantasy league? You know, and we've had our provision down, you know, the lowest it's ever been in our history, because the team is just really on fire with, you know, and they're doing it in a great positive way. We have great member interactions with our collection team. I'm so happy we have that as an in-house, you know, team. But, you know, for a team like that to come to me and say, hey, can we run a contest amongst ourselves? You know, it just shows you how much engagement it builds, you know, among the people. So I think that's been our biggest benefit, you know, to the organization, you know, to the community as well. In the Olympic theme of Fantasy League that I referenced earlier, mm-hmm. we actually added a component to it, I think I mentioned, as community service. So if you volunteered in the community, you could log that and that would count to your team points. We logged 2,200 hours of community service in that 10-week period.
Good grief.
So think about that. And so we use that as actually a marketing tool as well to, you know, show the community what our employees are doing, how many people volunteered, how many hours we volunteered, and sort of a list of the organizations that benefited from that. So that was another way we benefited from a goodwill perspective within the community.
Yeah, there's the tangibles and the intangibles, and it all adds up to a pretty cool place to work for sure. So what's your goal here? What do you want to achieve here besides building this really cool internal culture and creating, I mean, kind of an infectious in a good way environment to do these acts, you know, these positive acts and even the performance of the credit union? Any other goals in mind?
I think the goal is just to kind of get this instilled into the DNA. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you can actually take and create these behaviors and get people just, you know, making it second nature, where, you know, where we're taking things like recognizing your peers and, you know, writing handwritten notes to internally or externally, and making that just part of the DNA. And this helps me continue that, make sure that I don't lose any momentum when it comes to those types of things. And then again, keeping the silos at a minimum, because there is an underlying, I mean, the system comes with the fantasy league, it comes with a referral component. There's also a component for performance reviews and HR component too. There's a few components, you could take one or all, but they all work together. And this allows those silos to be, you know, remain in a minimum where you're not, you know, saying, oh, well, call back next week if you want that, or you have to go talk to so-and-so if you want a loan. This way empowers someone to say,
yeah,
oh, you want a loan? I'll have so-and-so give you a call.
Right.
So you're taking the burden of that on us now. And now the member walks away thinking they've taken the first step. Someone's going to call me. I don't need to worry about it any longer. So that's sort of, you know, it's sort of building all those behaviors into our DNA That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, it's prompting. It sounds like it's prompting them to act right now. let's right. take care of this right now. So,
right. If you walk into a branch and you get the experience, you ask about a mortgage and they tell you, well, you know, they give you a number on a post-it note and say, here, call this person and they'll work with you on a mortgage. The burden is still on you. Mm-hmm. You know, so what you need is for them to say, I'll have so-and-so call you tomorrow and they'll get the application started. You walk out of there and then you know your mortgage process has been started.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Which by the way, before I came here, I actually mystery shopped this organization when I was going through the process of becoming the CEO. And that was one of the experiences I had. So I knew we had to do something to change the way that we took on that responsibility from the member.
Yeah, such a good idea. I mean, we can never have too much of something like this. I mean, I think this is just something that just bodes well for any organization. And you guys are proof that it's working right now. So having said that, though, what advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to do something like this? Because it sounds like this could spread across the country, Eric.
Yeah, I would say, you know, reach out to me if you have questions. I would say, don't be afraid to do this. I think it's had a profound, it's one of those rare win-wins. And that's why I like to share it, because I think with the pressures coming on right now, there's all kinds of compression coming on from, you know, economic sources. Then I think something that can help credit unions continue to have an edge, something that can continue to help us be a successful industry, is something that I really feel compelled to share. Mm-hmm. I'm very passionate about that. So I think this is, you know, this is a run by an organization that's a family-owned organization. They have a high degree of integrity. I really like working with these individuals. They're not the kind of people that are going to, you know, fill your inbox for the next 10 years if you reach out to them just to inquire. You know, so they're really a pleasure to work with. Mm-hmm. The tool has been, you know, just an absolute home run for us. So I think, you know, if it's something that sounds interesting, you know, reach out to me. I'm happy to share it with you. I have some presentations that I used with my board of directors to communicate what this was. I'm happy to share those resources. Yes. Just because I think this is something that can really help this industry, you know, stay ahead of, you know, the competition, which I view as banks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, you probably experienced this firsthand, obviously, but people want to be a part of something like this. You know, they want to be, it's kind of creating that inclusive environment that we're all trying to create right now. So I think people, once they get into this and they hear about it and they experience it, they're like, oh, I want to be a part of this. I want to get in on that. Like the collections department came and said, hey, can we create our own? So that's pretty cool.
And a really cool aspect to this, the way this, because it's a cloud-based system, it's really easy to implement too, by the way. But what would be really cool is if there were some other credit unions on this, we could actually compete against each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Credit union against credit union. So I could take on a credit union in San Diego and say, you know, we could have a dueling fantasy league against each other. And so you could actually do things like that as well. If you had state associations, you could do, you know, they can compete within state associations. So there's a lot of flexibility that this could offer to keep things interesting and to keep things fun.
Yeah, I think so. And competition just brings out the best in people for sure. Yes, yeah. As we saw in the Olympics. So, alrighty, sir. Anything else to add to wrap up, Eric? Does the system or the league, does it have a name or does it, I mean...
Yeah, the company that provides, so when you bring it in, you white label it for your own, we call it Cornerstone Connection here internally.
Okay.
The company's name is called Performance Delta, performancedelta.com, and their system that I'm specifically referencing is called Performance Fantasy Leagues.
Okay.
I can provide you a couple links if you like.
Yeah, I'm just writing stuff down right now. Yeah. That works. Oh my gosh, this is so cool, Eric. So thank you so much for letting me know about this. This is really something really neat to share with the rest of the industry. And having said that, anything else to wrap up? Any final words?
No, I just appreciate the chance to come on. I enjoy so much, you know, being here with you, and I enjoy your content. So I think you're doing an incredible service to the credit union industry as well. So thank you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the kind words, and I get to talk to cool people like you that are doing some really cool things in the industry that makes us that much better. So we appreciate that as well.
Well, thank you.
Anytime, Eric. All right, man, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time and congrats on the success of this program. This is really cool. I can't wait to share it.
Yeah. Thank you.